I tell you, Dr. Stosny, you have made it so clear that we need that toddler brain. It's there performing some very, very critical duties for us as we are growing up, and it's fully developed at age 3. But when we get stuck there and don't develop skill and using our adult brain, which isn't fully developed until age 28, and we stay stuck in using the toddler brain skillfully, we cause problems for ourselves. And one of the things that you mentioned is that when we're trying to cope with some of the stress we're experiencing, especially if it has to do with relationships, one of the things that we revert to is trying to feel powerful. We try to do something that says to us, I have power. But you let us know in the book Soar Above that there's a huge difference between feeling powerful and actually being powerful.
Yes, feeling powerful actually comes from the toddler brain. That's why they have temper tantrums. When you feel powerless, your brain will secrete adrenaline, which is a very powerful hormone that temporarily increases your confidence. You feel like you're right and everybody else is wrong. And energy. You have a lot more energy when you feel empowered. But it's an amphetamine, and it works like any other amphetamine or speed. You get a big surge of energy and confidence, and then you crash. It drops you down lower than it picked you up. So after you get that adrenaline rush, you're going to get depressed after it. The only way to avoid that roller coaster is to stay a little bit angry all the time. So that makes you feel powerful, but you're not actually powerful, because power isn't just the ability to do something. It's, for instance, you could leave the building you're in and drive your car into the side of it. Would you be powerful if you did that? No, you would be stupid. Power is the ability to act in your best interest. So when we try to feel powerful in relationships, we will usually hurt somebody we love, and that is never in your best interest, because it's going to, at the very least, it's going to create resentment and hostility, and it's going to come back to bite you. So being powerful requires the adult brain, the ability to see your partner, your children's perspective, the ability to communicate with them in a way that's not going to make them feel defensive or hurt. In other words, the ability to empower them to do what is in everybody's best interest.
Ah, so that person who is truly powerful is taking steps that help to create a win-win situation, even
if
they start out with a negative situation.
That's right. And that's crucial in close relationships. In other social relationships, it's not as crucial that it be win-win. But there's a law of emotion reciprocity, and that is if you approach a human or a social animal negatively with resentment, anger, demands, superiority, virtually 100% of the time you're going to get a negative response. And the other side of that is you approach them positively with interest, with respect, roughly 70% of the time you get a positive response, because the other 30% of the time they're upset about something else or they're in pain or something like that. It doesn't have anything to do with your interaction. So the law of emotion reciprocity is always against you when you choose to empower yourself with adrenaline. But if you go to your adult brain and try to see other perspectives, then the anger immediately goes down. As soon as you see someone else's perspective, the anger immediately goes down, because it requires a very narrow and rigid focus. When you do that, then your brain secretes another hormone called endorphins, and they make you feel good. They make you like yourself better. See, when you're resentful towards someone you love, even if they deserve the resentment, that doesn't really matter in terms of what you feel inside. When you're resentful to someone you love, it's hard to like yourself when you're resentful. Because whenever you hurt anybody you love, you're going to feel guilt and shame. But when you are compassionate to people you love, or kind, or even really just fair, you get endorphins and you like yourself better. So that's a good guide for behavior. Will I like myself better doing A, or will I like myself better doing B?
And so people can, it's so important for us to realize that we can really be proud of ourselves for having done the wrong thing, made a move that made us feel powerful in the moment, but we were more destructive than anything else. And somewhere down the line, conscience is going to be kicking in, and we're going to feel bad about ourselves, even though we may have been proud like a peacock when we did what we did, when we said what we said. We gave them a piece of our mind. We really made them, we really cut them down to size, but we were basically cutting ourselves down to size at the same time.
That's right. And you have an easy indicator for that, because you feel proud at that moment. But when you think about it tomorrow, the only way you're going to feel proud is to get angry again.
Wow.
And if you think about it in 2 weeks, you're going to get angry again, because it requires the adrenaline to give you that temporary feeling of power. So pretty soon, you're going to feel angry all the time. And the adrenaline and cortisol secreted when you're angry, it's not meant to be continual. It's an emergency system, fight or flight. It's only meant to be experienced, you know, at most a couple times a week. If you're staying angry all the time, it's wearing out the linings of your organs, literally. All of the health risk of anger, 3.5 times greater risk of heart disease, 2.5 times greater risk of cancer. Plus, you get sick more often, minor illnesses, coughs, colds, aches, pains, muscle aches, stomach aches. There's always something not quite right with you physically if you're chronically resentful or angry.
Wow, so we're wearing ourselves out, literally.
Yeah.
Dr. Stosny, there is so much more that I really want you to discuss with us, but I know that time is ticking away, and I definitely want us to talk for just a minute, just a few seconds here, about the book Soar Above. If you could, let us know about the book, where it can be purchased, and also about that awesome website that you have.
Well, the book can be purchased at any bookstore or Amazon any of the online booksellers. And our website is CompassionPower.com. You know, and that's the name of the organization I founded 25 years ago. And it comes from the fact that you are actually more powerful, able to act in your long-term best interest when you're compassionate than when you're angry. So compassion and power really go together. We think of anger as being power, but you're more likely to do something self-destructive, not in your best interest when you're angry. So it's CompassionPower.com. There's a lot of free material in there, some to buy too, but a lot of free stuff.
So, and ladies and gentlemen, I encourage you to go. Thank you, Dr. Stosny, for everything. We're going to soar above.
Thank you for having me.